This week's parsha is Tazria Metzora, double parsha. We just celebrated Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and so we're in the midst of the Sfira. Counted 19 tonight, Thursday night. And as there's no such thing as a coincidence, as we're in the midst of the Sfira, of working our way towards Kabbalah Satorah, receiving the Torah, and the celebration on Shavuos, we're still working on our leaving Egypt. This Dvar Torah should be a Zchus for Refuah, for Refuah Shlema, for Rivka Chanabas, Tzipora, and for Chaim Baruchman, Rachel Malka. So here we are, we're working on our way towards removing the negative energies of Egypt, of Mitzrayim. We're working towards or building the Kedusha, our holiness, and preparing ourselves for that special moment of Mamad Har Sinai, of the revelation at Mount Sinai, where Hashem gave us His Torah. And we, each year, we relive this process of going from point A to point B, of removing or working towards or getting rid of the negative of the Egypt experience of slavery, of also the tumah, of the impurities that were in Egypt. And now we're supposed to get ourselves, prepare ourselves to be able to receive the Kedusha, the holiness, that is the revelation. And that is the Torah. So what do we read? This week we read Tazria Metzora, where the Torah talks about and spends a lot of time on the subject matter of tzaraas, which is loosely translated as leprosy. It's really something other than leprosy. It's some kind of growth that occurs on a person's either body or their clothing or on their home, and it's coming as a sign that the person has been involved in, as it says, Mitzora, is Motzi Shemra. Brings out, it says, a defamer, person who says negative things. This is quoted from the Gemara in Erechin, that Reish Lakish says, Zos tia toras ha-Mitzora, Zos tia toraso, Zet shall Motzi Shemra, that this is talking about, the Mitzora is Motzi Shemra. So it's talking about negative speech. Lashon Hara is negative speech that's true, and Motzi Shemra is negative speech that's not true. But the idea is that it constitutes negative speech. And the Torah there's a whole process that's involved. If a person has on their body, on their clothing, on their possessions, that they have to go through a process. And if they are eventually found to have this affliction, then they have to be sent out from the camp. They have to stay alone. Yoshev Badad, they have to be on their own either as a punishment, we'll say it, as either that, or as a rectification for the fact that they spoke in a negative way. So when I was looking at the parsha, so one of the things that sticks out, it's such an interesting thing, in the process of diagnosing and then basically healing the tzaraas, is the Kohen. The Kohen is intimately involved. And the Kohen is the one who has to declare that the person is actually, they certify, this person is a Metzora. So like, what does that mean? So basically, it goes as far to say that if the Kohen does not declare, so it doesn't, there's no, it, without that declaration from the Kohen, then nothing's happened. It's only when the Kohen declares that this person is a Metzora that that's what it is. So we end up seeing that the Kohen becomes an integral part of this process. So the question is, why is the Kohen such an integral part of this process? Why is it that the Kohen is the central player? What he says makes the person a Metzora, and if he doesn't say it, and then has to be involved in the cleansing process of this person. So the question is, what is it about the Kohen? So when I was thinking about it, I said, you know what is a Kohen? The Kohen, the model for Kahuna, for the priesthood, is Aaron HaKohen, is Aaron. And it tells us that when Moshe was going back and forth with God at the burning bush, the original discussion that he has with Moshe, and Moshe's arguing with God, I don't deserve to be all these different things, the leader, the one who's going to be the redeemer. At a certain point, God says to him, I can't speak. So God says, okay, you don't have to worry about it. Aaron will speak for you on your behalf. He'll be the mouthpiece, so to speak. But in that process, we see that originally Moshe was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. He was supposed to be the high priest. And then through this conversation, it says that it was transferred to Aaron. And then as it discusses this idea of Aaron becoming the high priest, Moshe's worried that his brother's going to feel bad, that he's becoming this leader, and that Aaron's going to be now the second, number two, under his brother. Here Aaron's the older brother, Moshe's going to be in the leadership position, and Aaron's only going to be the high priest. And God says, no, don't worry, when he'll come to greet you, and when he sees you, v'samach belibo, he'll be happy in his heart. So that Aaron, when he sees his brother fulfilling his potential as the leader, as the goel, as the redeemer of the Jewish people, his reaction is v'samach belibo. And the rabbis teach us it's for that reason that he will become the high priest and he will wear on his heart the Urim B'Tumim. And so the idea of Aaron, of the priest, is what is a person who should embody the idea of seeing the goodness of another person. So when we come to the parasha, when we work towards our preparing for being ready to greet God and to take in the kedusha, the holiness of Ma'amad Har Sinai, of the revelation at Mount Sinai, we're getting ourselves ready. We have to become people that are on a higher level. And what it comes down to is how are we in terms of how we interact and interrelate with other people. And in this parasha, the highlight is Lashon Hara, Motzi Shem Ra, our bad things. We need to work on this very difficult thing, which is to speak positively about others and not to be negative. Whether it be true, Lashon Hara, or whether it be false, Motzi Shem Ra, we need to rid that from ourselves. And we are so not careful about this. We have to work on this, something that's challenging for everybody. And so here in this week of Tadzriya Metzora, within the context of the Sfira, we need to look at Aaron HaKohen. He's our model. He's the one who sits there juxtaposed to the Metzora, to the person who's afflicted with these things because they spoke negatively. And who's the person that helps fix it? It's the Kohen. Because they are coming from Aaron. They're the offspring of Aaron. And who looked and he saw his brother, v'samach belibo. He was happy to see. He looked for the good. And he was thrilled to see that his brother had succeeded and was living up to his potential. And that's the key, is how we look at things and how we perceive things. It's all about how we're looking. What kind of glasses do we look at the world? Do we look at others? Do we look at ourselves? Do we look at everything around us? And comes the Kohen, and he's the one who fixes it. We should be able, God willing, to take into ourselves, to be able to really take this lesson of the Kohen, of the Samach Belibo, the idea that Aaron, this idea of seeing the goodness in others, to be genuinely happy. And in that way, Lashon Hara will never be a challenge for us. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.